Thank you for calling. Who are they calling?
What?
Thanks for calling Family Christian Bookstore.
Well, how come I'm being laughed at, though?
No, because the store is going out of business, and this is my first night working since they decided they're going out of business.
Oh, I see.
So I'm like, oh, can I still call them Family Christian?
Yeah, well, no, that's actually what I was calling about. We've been taken over. I'm calling from the corporate office, by the way, with Family Christian. And we're changing. We're not going to go bankrupt after all. We're changing the company name to Family Carrot Top Stores because he's saving the company with all his money.
What? Who's the Carrot Top?
He's a very famous actor and comedian and all-around good Christian man.
Oh, my word. When
yeah.
is this all happening?
It's right away. That's why I'm calling. You need to, from now on, answer the phone. answer the phone. Family Carrot Top Stores. Can you write that down?
I am writing as we speak.
Okay.
And is it all one word, Carrot Top, or two words?
It's two words. And they're going to be coming out to change the signs and everything soon, probably this coming week.
Well, that is thrilling. Okay.
Yeah,
Family Carrot Top
Stores. Yeah, and actually, we don't even own the copyright to the name Family Christian Stores anymore, so we can't say
right.
it anymore.
That's why I hesitated.
Yeah, yeah. So make sure you answer the phone like that, because if he calls just to test you out, he might get angry.
Okay, and how many R's are there in that carrot? I'm assuming it's a C carrot, not the K carrot like diamonds. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's C and just regular spelling.
Okay.
So thank you
and
for calling Family of? Carrot Top Stores.
And who's this?
This is Steve Day from the corporate office. With Family Carrot Top Stores.
Did you say Steve?
Yeah, Steve, Dave.
I just don't want to tell somebody this and they're going to say, what? You're just making this up.
Oh, no. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be on all our signs. We're going to change the signs around and everything.
Okay, so I will let my manager know then.
Okay, but make sure
awesome.
Just when you answer the phone from now on, it's got to be Family Carrot Top Stores.
I'm going to make a big sign for everybody.
Okay. That's great.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a news release or anything?
Oh, yeah. They're going to send an email out tomorrow morning, a memo and everything.
Awesome sauce. Thank you.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
You too. Be blessed.
Praise Carrot Top.
All right. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Family Carrot Top Store. How may I help you?
You sell Bibles?
Yes, you.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
I know. I got chills all over.
Wait. Family Carrot Top Stores. This is Tiffany, also known as Family Christian.
Formerly known.
Oh, who?
I don't know.
It's. I'm sorry. I thought I reached the bookstore. I must have got the wrong.
You did. No, you got the right place.
Oh, what's it called?
I'm not exactly sure at the moment.
What the fuck is this?
R-E-E-F-E-R. We be touching tones, calling phones. We rip from Craigslist. Systematic prank machine has never been better than this. Feeling fine, dial your line, you don't know what the facts is. Running strong for 20 years, cactus. This ain't a game, playing on these phones. Roy gets a little boner every time he hears the dial tone. Just so when I see there's a brand new upload. We eat, sleep, and listen to the Snowplow Show.
I don't know if there's not a word.
My name is Sensei Doug, I happen to know Tai Chi. See you giving snake eyes and we're gonna have a disagreement. Call you morning, night or evening. If we hack your voicemail, we call it an achievement. If you laugh, try your best to conceal it. When the number's disconnected, we know it's a bereavement.
This person is
shit.
Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA. PLA.
Cactus.
Old man story mode.
Cactus. Hi, my name is Roy, I'm calling from the corporate office. Sorry that you're busy, but the problem we got is the server's gone wrong, your sales don't exist. We're gonna need to go out back.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yes, find the breaker box. One by one we need them switches all flicked off. It's normal if the lights go out in and around the shop. Keep on flicking switches till the phone cuts off. Plunge into darkness, we are the master artists. The tilts restarting, the funny part is they can hear us laughing, but still make sure they power down every switch in this bitch. Cause a mass confusion for every single department. PLA making every mark, open the fuse compartment.
Bro, you got some balls, mister.
Oh, no. No, I can't do that, sir. Sorry.
No, it's okay, I'm calling from the corporate office.
Snowplow
house show.
Hey there, everybody. You are listening to the Snowplow Show for November 18th, 2018. Just a mere 4 days before Pranksgiving happens this year, where we do an entire 24 hours of live prank call shows. It looks like I'm going to be on Friday morning. Is that right? Like really, really early in the morning. Like I have to get up at 4 a.m. to get started, or maybe even earlier because the Super Phone Brothers have invited me on their show. So I'm going to try and do that. But I'll have a schedule in the show notes. Nick Caesar made a really cool looking schedule for us. Thanks for that, Nick Caesar, at scary-art.com. I've got Rue21 on the phone right now from the mall. Cassidy, who are the sponsors for the show today?
Yeah, the sponsors for today's Snowpaw shows are Miguel F., Cousin Frank, David J., Jennifer 8, Cacti, Jamie F., Fun Society Arcade.
Awesome. Thank you, Cassidy. That was perfect.
Okay.
Hey, are there any customers in there right now?
Yeah, we actually have a line.
Oh, okay, great. Well, as long as I've got you on the phone, let's just do the weekly customer store survey. Can I just talk to one of the customers in line real quick? And I'll just do a very fast survey with them.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, is this a customer?
Yes.
Okay, I just need to do the rest of the intro with you. The opening intro song was by Reefer Badness. That's his new...
What's that?
Reefer Badness. He's an artist. He did that PLA rap song earlier this year in 2018.
Okay.
And then also, we're doing the Calls of Mass Confusion videos still. G-Ad is releasing a new video every single day at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck.
Okay.
It's dump truck, not dumb truck.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if that's blasphemous. That's just G-Ad for you, though, you know?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, what you doing there? What you buying?
I bought some pants.
Oh, that's nice. What color are they?
Yeah. They're black.
Oh, awesome. You must be like emo or something.
No. Not emo.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to get on to the business of starting up the show for today. We're going to prank a bunch of places in the mall. But before that, we're going to hear a song by Henrik.
All right.
So can you just say, so we can transition into Henrik, can you just say, Henrik, away, and trail off? Okay, she's going to hang up on me instead. Whatever. So anyway, here's a song by Henrik. Henrik, away!
I play video games.
Recording this on Sunday, and I thought Sunday might be a nice day for another mall walk episode. I can't really remember how many I've done of those in the past, maybe just one, maybe a couple, I don't remember. All I remember is that one that I did where the chocolate store guy told me to kill myself, and a couple of places were not happy with microwaves being showered upon them from space, probably just because they're racist and they don't like the Chinese government. So I found a random mall here. It's a large looking mall. It looks like it is not falling apart, you know, like it's not one of those malls from the Dead Mall series on YouTube. It's very filled up with stores. So I'm not sure how I'm going to do this. I guess I'll just pick a store and start calling. Maybe I'll call them all in order, like alphabetical order. If I was going to do that, then the first one would be this place called 1200 Images, which sells fine art prints and posters, canvases, affordable framing, And it looks like they're sort of across from a Payless shoe store. This one's like, it's in the middle of the mall, I guess.
Over at Images, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary. It's Roy from the Payless shoe place.
Yeah, Roy.
Hey, could you please stop looking over here?
What are you talking about?
You know, you just keep looking. Like, you're always just looking over here and just looking at us.
We are?
It's just making us uncomfortable. Like, if you could just please stop looking.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We can't even see you.
I know, but, like, you just kind of, like, you're always peeking around and looking at us and...
Who in the hell is this?
Weird.
Is this a joke or what?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. It's a serious request.
We don't have enough employees to sit there and look at you guys.
I know, it's just you. You're the one that's doing it, and I don't understand why. Like, do you have a problem with us?
Okay, I'm going to come look around and see what in the hell you're talking about.
No, that's what I want you to stop doing. Stop looking over here all the time. You're, like, giving us snake eyes. Sir? What are you doing?
This is Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Hello?
Well, hey, Eric, what's going on?
Not much. Something I can help you with?
Oh, no, this is Roy over at the Payless shoe store.
Yes.
I was just asking if you could both just stop looking at us all the time.
Okay, will do.
Okay, because the other guy, he was trying to argue with me and pretending that he wasn't looking over here all the time.
Well, he likes to look at shoes, so I'll tell him to stop looking at shoes and start getting to work.
No, he's looking at us. He's looking at the employees and, like, giving us snake eyes and acting like he wants to fight or something, and I don't know what his problem is. I was just hoping he could stop doing that, stop looking at us.
All right, well, I'll tell him to stop.
Okay. Can you tell him, like, on the phone while I'm listening?
Yeah, stop. Okay, told him. Have a good day.
Okay, well, can you tell him by name and make sure he understands?
I got customers, so
I need to hear
a
response from him. Okay, there's call number one. Can't even admit that they were looking at me. Next is Aeropostle. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced. A destination specialty store for hip young men and women seeking fun, classic casuals at affordable prices. Not as affordable as Amazon, but, you know, pretty affordable. By mall standards. Jeans, graphic t-shirts, skirts and dresses, even the accessories. And they are way on the other side of the mall. Hey, wait a minute. The map is different than what their listing shows. Oh, wait, no. They're just on a different level. Okay. I get it. I'm going to steal one of XYZ's ideas for this one.
Thanks, Connor. Pasta, how may I help you?
Hey, this is Roy. I work over at the PacSun store.
Hi.
You know, like two doors down?
Yeah.
Hey, can you guys stop being so loud in there?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you're just always talking loud and laughing and just being super loud. Like, just always,
what?
Like...
How could you even hear us?
That's what I want to know. Like, I shouldn't be able to hear you. You guys are two doors down. I shouldn't be able to hear anything. We've got a whole store.
We're on the sales floor, so you need to call someone else and not bother my store because you're not hearing us.
Oh, no, we're definitely hearing you. Like you're being too loud. Like, you're talking to the customers loud. We can hear everything you're saying. I feel like I'm eavesdropping, kind of, because you're being so loud. We can hear everything you say.
Maybe you need to turn your music up or something. Like, that's not my fault that we're talking to our customers.
Oh, no, no. Is that what you do, like, where you live at your apartment or whatever? Like, when you're too loud for your neighbors, you're just like, oh, just turn up your music and then you won't hear us. That's bullshit.
What's your name?
We shouldn't. This is Roy. I work over here at PacSun.
Okay, well, fucking call my store again.
Oh, and now you're going to curse at me. I should have been like, you know what? I don't even have the phone to my ear. I'm just listening. I can just hear you yelling on the phone right now. I think I need to do that one again. That was fun. XYZ did several shows of this where this is all he did. He just called up stores in a mall and told them to shut the fuck up. And that was fun. So next we've got American Eagle, men and women's clothing. And it's right next to PacSun. So should I say I'm with PacSun or should I say
Thank you for calling American Eagle Outfitters. We are hiring for the holidays. Join us on October 14th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. for our hiring event. Our hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 6. Please hold for the next available associate.
Or should I say I'm with the Aeropostle? I should say Pakistan, because I don't think I'm pronouncing Aeropostale correctly.
American Eagle, this is Isabel.
Hey, Isabel. It's Roy over here at Pakistan next door.
Okay.
Hey, can you guys, like, keep it down over there?
Keep it down over here?
Yeah, you guys are just, you're talking really loud all the time, and you're, like, laughing, and, you know, when you talk to the customers, we can hear it all, and, you know, the walls are thin.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you guys are just being really loud.
Okay.
Like right now, I don't even have the phone up to my ear. I'm just, like, listening to you scream from next door.
Okay, yeah.
It's really irritating.
Yeah, of course.
Especially because your voice is just so annoying.
Yeah, I get it.
Yep, I'm sure you get that a lot.
Okay.
Can you tell all the other employees in there also to shut the fuck up?
Only if you do.
What, over here? No, we're not even loud. We know we're not loud. We're not loud like you.
No, see, we'll only shut the fuck up if you shut the fuck up.
No, we're always like practically whisper over here. We're always whispering about how fucking loud you guys are.
Oh, okay. Here, well, I will deal with that. Okay.
We're not like a bunch of loudmouths like you guys.
Oh, okay. Here, I'll deal with that later. Okay.
Okay. Can you put another employee on the phone? I want to yell at them too.
No, that's okay.
Why not? Are you the manager?
Yes.
No, you're not. You have no say in this. Just put another employee on.
Okay, I gotta go.
No, you don't.
Right.
You don't.
American Eagle, how can I help you?
Hey there, this is Carol from the mall office.
Hi.
Hi. We've gotten several complaints that your employees are being way too loud in there from neighboring stores. We're just hoping you could kind of keep it down.
Okay, I guess we... Do you know what time?
Oh, all the time. Like, it's a constant problem there. The, you know, securities, they've walked by and they're like, oh my goodness, they're so loud in there. And then neighboring stores are complaining. And we even got one complaint from a customer.
Okay, can I ask who I'm talking to at the mall office?
This is Carol. And who's this?
This is the store manager. I guess I'm just confused. Because
oh, do you have a name, store manager?
Huh?
Do you have a name?
Melissa.
Oh, hey, Melissa. Yeah, we just need you guys to just kind of quieten down.
Okay. Is there any way I can come up and talk to you?
Oh, yeah, if you want to. You know, I'll tell you the same thing in person, though. I'll tell you to shut the fuck up.
Do you have a boss that I could talk to?
I could put Harold on the phone. He's the only one that's here on a Sunday.
Okay. I'll be up to talk to Harold.
You want to talk to him right now?
Yeah, I'll actually just walk up there right now.
Okay, well, I can put you on hold and put Harold on.
No, I'll be up there.
Oh, no, I'll just put him on. And look, you can stop yelling at me. Like, I don't need you yelling at me right now when I'm telling you to, you know, be quieter.
I apologize. I'm not meaning to yell at you. I just don't
understand.
Oh,
there you go again. Just yelling.
Okay, I'll be up there as soon as I can, okay?
Okay, well, I can just put Harold on the phone. We don't need you coming up here and yelling at us.
Carol, I'm not going to yell at you guys if I come up. I just want to know what the problem is so I can fix it.
Well, you're just yelling at me right now.
Okay, I will be up there as soon as I can, and I'm not going to yell.
Okay.
I just want to figure out where the issue is so I can fix it.
Well, it's just overall, like all the employees in your store, they're always yelling. They're always like, you know, doing their sales pitches at top volume. And they're all just like, thank you, have a nice day. You know, as loud as they can. It's ridiculous.
Okay, it's fine. I'll be up there in a little bit, okay?
All right,
thank you.
Fine, okay, bye. Now her and Isabel can share stories.
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
Service is selling.
And selling is service.
I'm selling to the customers to make them feel all right.
I'm buying all these products with oh so much delight.
I can help you find anything you could possibly want.
So such ostentatious goodies that I can flaunt.
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
Service is selling.
And selling is service.
Looks like next is a falafel and kebab place. Explore the flavors of India. Oh, wait, there's no phone number on it. What? How is there no phone number? I had a special order I wanted to make from there. My friend Carlito wrote down his order for me. I was going to place an order. Okay, whatever. I'll move on to the next one. Here is another clothing store, but they're out in the middle of the mall. And it looks like there's a staircase. Okay, so I guess what I'm thinking were kiosks are actually more like structures in the middle of the mall. Because this one has, like six store spaces. But it also has restrooms and a staircase. Weird. And the staircase is right next to this place. And what the hell? They have a phone number that's not even in the right area code? That's odd.
Alex, this is Tatiana.
Hey, Tatiana. Hey, are you the one that's banging on the wall next to the stairs every time someone walks up the stairs?
Nope, that's not me.
Oh, well, you know how the stairs are, like, right next to your store on the other side of the wall?
Yeah.
Well, this is the mall office, by the way. They're, like, everyone's saying that every time they walk up the stairs, you start banging on the wall, I guess, because they're walking too heavy?
Yeah, no, that's not... No one's doing that in this store.
Oh, look, you don't have to deny it. Just, if you could just stop doing it.
I'm not, and no one's doing it, but okay, thank you.
Well, who is doing it?
I don't know. It must be a child in here or something.
No, I never heard
any banging.
No, it happens all the time. We know, before you even moved in, we know that was always a thing. Like, when people go up and down the stairs, you can kind of hear them stomping up and down the stairs next to you. But you don't have to be childish and bang on the wall at them.
Okay, well, I don't like the way you're speaking to me.
Well, no, I'm just saying, it's like when your neighbors are loud and you start, like, hitting the ceiling with the broom. Come on.
Right,
but I'm telling you,
I haven't been doing that, so.
Well, I mean, can you stop not doing it?
All right, thank you.
Is that a yes?
Mm-hmm, thanks.
Do you promise?
Yep, mm-hmm.
Oh, so you admit that you were doing it now?
No, I'm not admitting that I'm doing it, but the way you're speaking to me is agitating me, so I can no longer be on the phone with you. So you can talk to my manager. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Now let's talk to the manager.
Hi, this is Rosie. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Rosie. You must be the one that's banging on the wall every time someone goes up the stairs. Like, can you just not do that anymore?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm assuming you're in the mall?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in the mall office. We just keep getting... complaints, everyone that uses the stairs, like every time they go up and down the stairs, I guess they're stomping a little bit, and you guys keep banging on the walls at them.
We're not at all.
Like you're 11 or something.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Roy from the mall office.
Lloyd from the mall office.
Yep, Lloyd. I was just
I'm not familiar with who you are, but...
You're not in trouble or anything. I'm just asking if you can just stop doing that.
No one is doing that here.
Okay, look, you don't have to deny it. Just stop doing it. That's all.
I'm not sure if this is a prank call, and we can definitely go to the mall office and come visit to, like, speak with Stacy, but there is absolutely no one in our store doing it, and there's no denying anything. So,
well, sounds like you're denying it.
If we do have any issues, I will speak with Stacy and she can give me a ring.
Okay, you don't have to yell at me, ma'am. I'm just, it's a simple request.
Yeah, I hope you have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Okay, so now we know a Stacy works in the mall office. That'll be good information to have. So Carol can't be the one talking to him anymore. It's got to be Stacy from now on. Next, we're calling Buckle. They're a leading denim destination and fashion retailer. And it looks like they have a customized tees kiosk right outside their store. I think it'd look better on the inside.
Thanks for calling, Buck. This is Jada.
Hey, Jada. This is Roy. I work over here at the customized tees kiosk, you know, out in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be moving my kiosk inside your store today.
Okay.
Just inside?
Like after close?
Oh, no. Just like right now. I'm going to roll it over. And I just need to make sure there's a place in there that has a plug. And we might have to move some shelves around so I'm not crowded.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, why? Where are you going?
Hold on. Let me put you on hold for 1 second.
For what?
Okay, are you still there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't think we're able to do that. Did you talk to my store manager about that?
No. Is he or she around?
They are not, but I don't think you're able to move your station in here.
Oh, no, it's easy. Like, it's on wheels. I can just roll it in. I'm just going to roll it in. I just have to make sure I have a plug nearby, or maybe we can do, like, an orange extension cord to a nearby plug.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay, I mean, I'm not asking or anything. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to be wheeling it in soon, and... Oh, she put me on hold.
This is Cameron.
Hey, Cameron. It's Roy from the Customized Tees place.
You're with who? Customized who?
Customized Tees across the thing. I already told What's-Her-Face this.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just letting her know I'm going to be moving my kiosk over into your place today.
Into our store?
Yeah, just inside. Like, just right inside. Okay. Not like in the back or anything. I want to be in the front.
Did you talk to our corporate office about that?
No, I don't know if they'd be cool with that. Okay.
You can't move your store into our, thanks for the interest though. Yeah, you can't move into our store.
Oh no, I'm definitely doing it. I wasn't calling for permission. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, fine. We'll talk to the mall office.
Well, no, I'm just going to wheel it in. And
no, you're good. That's okay. No, you can't park your stuff inside of our storefront, sir.
Well, I'm not parking it. I'm going to like set up business there and, you know,
I understand.
Do the
Have a great day, okay?
Hey, I already asked Stacy in the mall office, and she said it was fine.
That's cool. We can talk to the mall, so we can call to Jim. We can talk to Jim.
Oh, no. I already talked to Stacy, and Stacy's above Jim.
No, she's not. It's funny that you think Stacy's above Jim.
What, you think because she's a woman, she can't be above?
No, Jim's just the mall manager.
You're
sir.
Sexist?
But I have customers in my store, so I need to help them, okay?
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna wheel it on over, and I need a place to plug in.
Have a great day, okay?
I just need a... Do you have an outlet near the front of the store? He really told me with that whole Jim-Stacy thing. Really put Stacy in her place. Next, we've got a jewelry store. There's no description on it. Just jewelry and watches. I think it's time to steal an idea of G-Ads.
Cat Jewelers.
Hey there. This is Roy. I'm the manager for the band Insane Clown Posse. I needed to let you know that they're going to be coming in your store here in about 10 minutes. We're almost to the Insane Clown Posse. It's a famous hip hop band.
Yeah, like, I've heard of them before. You said they're coming into the shop.
Yeah, they're going to be coming in and shopping in your store. Like, all 5 members are going to be in there. Plus the producers and the cameras, and a few of the just entourage and stuff. So I just thought
if I'm not comfortable with that.
What do you mean? Like you don't like their music?
Not necessarily comfortable with like those members and camera, mostly the cameras part being in the store. Like I'm not comfortable with any of that. No.
Oh well, they're famous, so it's okay. You know,
famous. I know exactly who they are. They're part of a psychopathic family. I know exactly what Juggalos and all that is. I don't want the cameras.
No reason for insults. But yeah, they're almost to the. We're almost to the mall. We're gonna be pulling in a few minutes, and we're going straight up there. They're gonna buy a bunch of stuff. They're gonna get like you know just stuff. They're gonna wear it in their shows and everything. It's good promotion.
I don't see why the cameras need to be in here.
Okay, well, maybe they'll just stand directly outside the store and just point in at you.
No, not pointing in at me. I'm not going to be on camera. Well, I'm not comfortable with that.
Are you like a criminal or something? Like on the run? You don't want your picture out there?
Oh, wow, yeah, I'm on the run even though I'm like running a store here in the mall.
Well, you could be, you know, like under an assumed identity. Or something. I don't know.
I got a customer in here. I'm gonna go. Okay.
Okay.
Do
well,
not come
you're
in the store anywhere near the store with cameras. I'm
oh,
not
the
tell
Insane
you again.
Clown Posse. They're definitely coming up. They're gonna shop. He thinks the camera's gonna steal his soul or something.
Candy Apples, this is Sai.
Hi, this is Jim from the Rue 21 store.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Great, and yourself?
Pretty good. I need to let you know that we received a shipment of your merchandise here at our store.
Ah, I shall be over momentarily to come receive it.
Oh, no. We've already put it out on the shelves.
Oh.
We're selling it.
Oh.
We deeply discounted it. It's just, like, it wasn't that big of a box, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of candy-type stuff, and we're selling it. We've got it up here at the counter. We put, like, a bowl for people to, like, you know, just take free candy. And then if they like it, we're selling it to them. Why is this so funny?
They enjoy it.
Yeah, everyone's loving it. It's like we're thinking about making this a thing here.
Ah.
But we didn't want you to be confused about why your candy shipment didn't show up today.
Oh, understandable.
Yeah. Yep, so that's why. But thank you for the candy.
Oh, you're welcome, I think.
Okay.
Can't tell if you're being serious or sarcastic.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be sarcastic. I'm a Christian, and it's Sunday.
So, a Christian, and it's Sunday, so you have to be extra well-behaved today, then.
Of course. The Lord's Day.
So would you like me to come and pick up the non-existent candy?
you can come in and take some out of the bowl if you want. That's free for everyone. But the rest of it you'd have to pay for.
Cool. I'll come by and take some out of the bowl then.
All right. We're running a special today. Like if you buy a shirt for $20 or more, you get a free bag of candy.
Free bag of candy.
So, you know, bring your purse.
That is hilarious.
Bring your purse.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that didn't work out like I expected. When Carlito does that, they freak the fuck out. They're like, why are you stealing my shit? You can't just take my shit. She's actually going to come over here and buy some. All right, next is a cell phone repair store kiosk thing.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please
okay.
Check the number and try again.
Apparently they have troubles keeping their cell phones on for some reason. But that's okay, because there's another one somewhere in the mall. Oh, but they don't even have a phone number listed. Okay, never mind. No cell phone repair store for us. How about we call Champs Sports? They have athletic footwear and sports apparel and accessories for the entire family. Oh, and it's right in front of the cell phone kiosk thing. Hi there. This is Roy. I work at the cell phone kiosk thing, you know, just
okay.
Right in front of the beer place next door.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be moving our kiosk inside your store right now.
One second, man. All right.
Oh, why? Where are you going?
I'm going to walk to the back really fast because I can't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now what's going on, man?
We're just going to be moving our kiosk inside your store, like right in the middle.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know if there's enough room for us to get through. You might need to roll some shelves out of the way for us.
Hold on one second.
Why? What now?
This is Devin.
Hey, Devin. Is this the manager or something?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I work here at the cell phone kiosk that's kind of right outside your store.
Okay.
And we're going to be rolling our kiosk into your store. We're going to set up inside there.
Why is that?
Because it's crowded out here. There's lots of people walking by. So we're just going to move into your store. Like, right in the front area, and we're going to need an outlet to plug into?
Well, I don't think we'll be able to do that because we have to have our first 25 feet of our store uncovered.
I know, that's good, because that means we'll have room to go in there.
Well, yeah, I don't think we'll be able to do that.
But we can just move some shelves out of the way and scoot back, so we're like, you know, the first 25 feet are fine.
We can't move. We can't move any merchandise.
No, I'll help you.
Can't do that, sir. I'm sorry.
No, I'll help you. Is what I'm saying. It's not a problem. I'll do it all myself.
I know. I'm saying that we're not allowed. I'm not saying that it's a problem to move it. I'm saying we're literally not allowed to move anything.
Says who?
Our visual merchandising board.
Oh yeah, that's who cares, you know? Screw
the
system.
I gotta go.
But no, I'm gonna be rolling it in there in just a minute. So I'm just letting you know you're gonna need to move some shelves out of the way.
Why did you guys have to move it into our store?
Because I don't like being out here in the hallway.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, well, so you understand then why I'm gonna be moving into your store.
You're not going to be able to move into our store.
Yes, I am. I'm definitely doing it.
Okay, who said that you were going to?
I did. I made this decision earlier this week. He asked me a question, then he just hung up on me when I answered.
Hello there, this is Mr. Biggs from the Stick It with Mr. Biggs podcast, and I would like to officially distance myself from the Snowplow Show and Phone Losers of America and all their nonsense and whatnot. I do not approve of calling people on the phone, making a fool of yourself, wasting their time. It's not a good use of your time, their time, all the phone company's time. Leave them alone.
Okay, we've got a Charlotte Russe women's clothing, contemporary clothing and accessories for every aspect of a woman's life, day and night, soft, fluid, and feminine.
Charlotte Russe, this is Madison.
Hey, Madison. This is Roy over at PacSun.
Okay.
And we received a delivery of yours today of merchandise.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like earlier this morning, and we've sold a lot of it already.
Oh, you sold it? Okay.
Yeah, we put it up on
the... I'm going to hand it over to my manager really fast. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Jasmine.
All right.
It's from PacSun.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. This is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. It's Roy from PacSun.
Hi.
Hey, we got a couple boxes of your merchandise earlier.
Okay.
And we put it out for sale. We tagged it and put it out for sale.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm just letting you know, like, in case you're wondering why I didn't show up.
Are you sure you tagged it and sold it?
Well, some of it. We just sold some of it. I know it hasn't been that busy.
I just come to get the rest.
Well, no, because we've already got it out there. But I'm just
looking at.
Huh?
Can we like put it back in the boxes?
Well, it's already.
If you got our stuff, I want to come and get our stuff.
Well, we've already sold some of it, so we may as well just keep the rest of it. And like, it's already on the shelf. We've already arranged it. We've made room for it.
Yeah, that sounds cool and all, but
it's Chad's fault because Chad didn't know. Like, he didn't look at the label on the box, and he just went ahead and put it out.
Yeah, we can blame Chad, but I still think I want to come and get the rest of the stuff if it's not sold.
Well, no, that'd be shoplifting. You can't just come over here and shoplift.
If it's ours, then we can't do that. It's not shoplifting.
Well, yeah, it kind of is because we've claimed ownership. We've put our tags on it.
If that's the case, you stole from us in the beginning.
Well, no, it was an accident. Like the delivery, whatever, UPS or FedEx or whatever it was.
Yeah, they brought it to the wrong address, but all of our stuff come tagged already. So if it came with a Charlotte Russe tag and you re-tagged it,
yeah, we took your tags off. Do you want your tags back?
Yeah, I want all that back.
No, you can just have the tags back. But you know, we've got the clothes out on the out there already, and we've sold some of it already.
Okay, so I guess I'm confused as to. I'm really confused.
Why?
If you still have our merchandise, I'm going to cut down and get it. And if you're joking, like.
No, I wouldn't joke. I'm a Christian.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm just letting you know, like maybe address your boxes properly, because. It had,
okay.
had our store number on it.
Well, I thought you said he sent it to the wrong address. Now you said it had your store number on it. Which one is it, sir?
I don't know. I think you guys probably wrote it down wrong. That's probably what happened. So I think
all right.
I think that means we are allowed to keep everything.
All right.
Just saying, you know.
You have a great day, okay?
That's sound all logic. Right. So four stores in a row right there have gotten bizarre calls from each other. That place is right next to American Eagle Outfitters, and PacSun is two doors down, and Era Apostle is four doors down. I bet you they're all going to talk to each other, and they're going to become great friends because of their new common enemy known as me. Here's a Cheesecake Factory, but it's like out in the parking lot. Do I want to call them? I guess I could just say I'm moving my kiosk into their...
Thank you for calling the Cheesecake Factory. This is Ayana. How may I help you?
Hey, Ayana. This is Roy from Annie's Pretzel inside the mall.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, the little kiosk thing?
Oh, yes.
I've been having issues with the mall management, and I've just had it, and I'm going to be wheeling my kiosk over to your place, and I'm going to set up in the waiting area.
Oh, okay.
To sell pretzels?
Can I get one of my managers for you?
Which one?
Amy.
Okay.
Sure, or Mike, I think. But let me go ahead and check with them, okay?
I prefer Amy.
Amy? Okay. One moment.
But Mike's fine, too, I guess.
Okay. One moment.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hey, Amy. This is Roy from Annie's Pretzels inside the mall. You know, the kiosk?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I'm just letting you know I'm packing it up right now. I'm going to be wheeling my kiosk over to your store, and I'm going to be setting up inside, like, the waiting area to sell pretzels.
Why?
To sell pretzels.
I don't think that's allowed.
Yeah, it's probably fine, though. Like, just for today.
No, it's definitely not allowed.
Because it's, like, slow in the mall today. It's, like, you know, just compared to what it usually is, and... I'm just going to try over there.
Yeah, no, I'm talking like corporate contract. It's not allowed.
Yeah, but we don't even have to tell them. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to be over there and just...
I'm just letting you know that you're not going to do it, or we are going to have to call security.
I already talked to Stacy at the mall office, and she said I could.
She has no control over what we do and don't do. I would have to get authorization from my corporate office.
No, she told me Amy would probably try and tell you you can't do it and just tell her I said it's fine. That's what Stacy said.
Okay, the answer is still no.
Well, no, you can't say no. Like, Stacy has authority over you.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Like, she can kick you guys out of there.
First of all, there's no reason she would know who I am. Because I'm not the general manager of this building.
Yeah, well, look, you're making something out of nothing. I'm just letting you know I'm going to be in there, and I'm going to set up just in the waiting area. It's not a big deal. It's just for today.
And I'm going to let you know that we are going to have you escorted out by authority.
No, you can't do that, because Stacy said
yes,
it's fine. No, I got it in writing from Stacy. She said it's fine if you want to just try it for a day. It's just for one day.
The answer is no.
And I'm only here until 6 anyway, so I'll quit
the
at 6.
The answer is no.
So it's just a couple hours.
The answer is no.
Well, I'm going to do it. I already packed everything up, and I've got my kiosk in front of the elevator. Getting ready to go down, and I'm going to wheel it across the parking lot.
You cannot come in our building and sell anything. I'm very sorry, it is not allowed.
Well, I'm going to do it out on the sidewalk then, out in front.
You can do it in the parking lot, but you cannot be on our premises.
Oh, no, I'll be on the sidewalk. If you won't let me come in, I'll just go on the sidewalk. But I need, do you have, like, an outlet out there? Like,
no.
So I can plug into?
No, we don't.
Okay, because I have an orange extension cord we can...
Sir,
you know.
I can't let you do this. I'm not trying to be difficult with you, but we are a corporate-owned restaurant. I cannot allow this.
No, it sounds like you just don't want to.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I cannot allow it. We are a corporate-based restaurant. They make every rule for us.
You guys don't even sell pretzels.
This is not allowed.
You don't even sell pretzels, so it's not like it's...
We sell food.
Yeah, but you don't sell pretzels. It's not like it's competition.
It doesn't matter.
People are probably, like, enjoy having a pretzel while they wait, because your wait time's so long.
We're not on a wait, so no.
Well, Well, no, you might be later, so maybe they'll...
What's your first and last name and your phone number?
I already told you. My name's Roy.
Last name?
Gerbel.
Spell it, please.
I-T.
Spell it, please.
I. Letter I.
Okay.
I as in Ian.
Okay, I got the I, and I got the T.
Okay, and then T, like thesaurus.
Your name is Roy It.
No, it's Roy Gerbel.
Okay, spell the last name for me, please.
Oh, my last name. You said spell it. It's a G-H-E-R-B-I-L.
And Stacy's contact information.
Oh, you should know it, like if you're a tenant here at the mall.
Just the Cheesecake Factory is not a tenant of the mall.
Yeah, you are.
That's your first problem.
You're on mall property. You're in the parking lot.
I don't have any contact information for Stacy that has anything to do with the mall.
Why are you even listed in the mall directory if you're not a part of the mall? Seems like they wouldn't put you in the directory if you weren't.
Okay. You cannot do this, first of all.
I'm doing it.
I will contact our corporate office. We will contact authorities. It is what it is.
Yeah, well, by the time you get done contacting the corporate office, I'll be gone for the day, so it doesn't even matter.
I mean, it's a phone call.
Yeah, but, you know, what are they going to do, like, today?
They're going to tell me to call the police.
No, they can't do that, because Stacy said it's okay. Look, if you don't want me to come inside, it's fine. I'm just going to do it on the sidewalk, right in front of your doors.
You can't do it on our property.
Just on the sidewalk. The sidewalk's not your property. That's the mall's property.
Everything along the edge of our building into the parking lot. The parking lot is not our property. You're right.
Yeah, neither is the sidewalk or the bushes.
The sidewalk and the bushes, if we are responsible for them, they are our property.
Is the sign your property?
What sign?
I don't know. Like, isn't there a sign out there?
No.
Well, you should have a sign, like, people know you're there. You probably get more business.
They're on the side of our building.
Yeah, but you should have, like, a big one on a pole out, like, near the road.
Well, we don't.
Well, anyway, I'm getting ready to come on down, and I'll be over there in a minute.
All right, I will have security right behind you.
And I'll, no, because Stacy said I can do it.
Where is it in writing?
On this piece of paper I have. I'll bring it with me, and you'll see, and then you're going to feel stupid when you read it.
I'm still going to have to call the authorities. We are not allowed to let anyone solicit anything here.
Well, that's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's...
You don't work for my company. You have no way of knowing that.
Yeah, but your company rules don't apply to the mall.
Yes, they do.
No, I don't think you know what you're talking about because you're a woman.
Who is this?
I already told you it's Roy from the pretzel place, from Annie's Pretzels.
Okay, but who is this really?
What are you talking about?
I mean, who is this really? Because no one in their right mind in 2018 is going to tell a female that they don't know what they're talking about because they're a woman. If they don't want harassment charges pressed.
Well, that's not harassment. I'm just telling it like it is. Like, not enough people do that in 2018.
So why don't you tell me who this really is?
Roy Gerbel from Annie's Pretzels. And you know what? I'm not even going to let you have a pretzel. If you, like, you come out and try and buy one, forget it.
I will probably never eat a pretzel from Annie Ann's again.
Well, that's just kind of a bitch move.
So are you going to tell me who this really is, or am I just going to call the police?
No, don't do that. Because you don't want to call the police.
Oh, no, I am absolutely calling the police now.
Do you
want to tell me who this is or not?
What, because I insulted your womanhood?
Or do you want me to include mall security in this?
Just because I insulted your womanhood, you're going to call the police?
No. I'm going to call the police because this is harassment.
This is not harassment. It's just a prank call.
Then who is this?
It's Brad.
Brad who?
Yeah. From the mall office. We're just making prank calls here in the mall office. It's just a joke. We're just joking.
You do realize that this is a business and I have a job to do, right? And I don't really have time to argue with you?
Well, it seems like you do. You should have hung up like 5 minutes ago.
So your name is Brad and you work for the mall office, or is that a lie too? So when I call and complain about you, do you exist or not?
No, that part's real.
That's parts, okay, so you're going to tell me that you are working for the mall office and you are calling stores at the mall to place complaints when you know that that can more than likely get you fired?
No, they're not going to fire me. Stacy said this is okay.
I don't think Stacy is real.
Oh, you'll see when you call. Stacy's a real person.
Okay. You want to give me that phone number?
No, just look on your caller ID. It's right there.
Yeah, we don't have caller ID.
Oh, what? It's 2018. How do you not have caller ID?
We don't need it.
Well, right now you do, because you'd have my number.
If we're typically act like grown-ups and don't crank call people.
Oh, you got me there. Anyway, just a prank call. Settle down. Go back to work. Just joshing with you. All right, crisis averted.
How about a scarf you'll look dashing in, Jade? If you buy this Usyk, you'll have it made. We've got keychains and mugs and shirts to fit your budget. Buy all your gifts here. Everyone will love it.
I love spending money. It makes me feel so good. Look at all this cute stuff. Who cares if I should?
It's selling. It's service.
And service is selling.
I'm going to have to quit soon, and I'm only up to the C's in this list, in this alphabetical list. And the next one is Claire's. I'm pretty sure they went out of business, didn't they?
Thank you for calling Claire's. This is Michaela. Were you calling about our diamond ear piercing today?
No. Actually, I'm with another store here in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with the Spencers.
The Spencers?
Yeah, all the way down at the end.
Okay. Uh huh.
I was surprised you guys were still in business. We got a delivery box today for your store, like one of your shipments of merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're still in business. We have no chances of it changing.
Oh, I thought you guys went bankrupt or something.
Nope. Nope, nope. But how can I help you when it comes to their shipment?
Is it just like a bunch of stores around the country closed recently?
I couldn't tell you that, but you say you have a shipment box for me?
Well, no, not for you. We went ahead and put it out as merchandise. It was just like earrings and stuff. And we sell that stuff here. Because we didn't even think you were in business still. We thought it was just some weird...
You didn't bother to check?
Well, no, I'm checking now, but like just so you know...
Okay, hold on. And what's your name, sweetheart?
Well, I'm not your sweetheart. That's a very sexist
thing. Okay, what's your name?
Say to me, and I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation now. I feel like you're trying to turn it sexual.
No, that's not what I'm turning it at all.
Okay.
But you said that you were in the Spencer's.
I know when I call a female sweetheart, I usually they get an attitude with me and tell me to please not do that. And
okay, and I do apologize. Just, and you said that you were at the Spencer location, sir?
I feel all icky now. And
okay, ugh. We'll tell you what. I'm actually going to end this conversation. I am a little bit busy, but I will be calling our district manager to let her know about this shipment, okay? And hopefully we can figure something out.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. Just come over and get the shipment.
Actually, I can't. Like I said,
but
I'm a little bit busy.
Try not to sexually harass me.
Okay, try not to be rude. Have a nice day.
What? How was I rude? I didn't do anything rude. Man, okay. I'm Googling Claire's closing their stores. Claire's is closing 92 stores as it files for bankruptcy. They're filing Chapter 11, which is bankruptcy protection, I guess. So, okay, they're hanging on for a couple more years before they go out of business forever. I see. I was mistaken. She sure didn't like talking about it, though. In 2016, Claire's closed 166 stores. What about 2017? Maybe they didn't have a mass closing in 2017. And it doesn't say how many stores they have total. The company has been hit hard by declining traffic to malls, where the majority of its stores are located. I'm pretty sure they closed down the one here in Albany, like last year or this year or something. It's the retail apocalypse. Everything's going to be Amazon soon.
Thank you for calling the Container Store. Our hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m.
Thanks for calling the Container Store. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. This is Jim from the mall office.
Hi, Jim. How can I help?
Hi. I need to let you know that we've mounted, you know, like up in the ceiling, above the ceiling tiles in your store there?
Sure.
We've recently mounted 87 microwave antennas pointing down into your store.
Oh.
And we're turning them all on today. You guys are
what do they do?
You know, they're just bouncing microwaves around. It's not a big deal. It's just an antenna. It's just a radio frequency. That's all. But you guys are going to be showered in microwaves there at the Container Store.
Yeah, so what's the purpose of them?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay. Did we discuss that? Like, are they physically in our facility, or are they up on the roof, or?
No, they're not in the facility. They're above the ceiling tiles.
Okay.
Like in between, you know?
Okay.
So it's cool. There's nothing to worry about. I'm just letting you know, like, we're supposed to let you know that they're,
okay.
87 microwave antennas pointing downward.
Okay. Can I ask, why are you supposed to let me know?
Oh, it's just, it's just, they just said we have to let the people know if we're doing experiments. And we didn't know about that before.
Okay.
It's,
I will make sure that our corporate offices know, okay?
Okay, yeah, it's just something to do with the Chinese government. It's not a big deal.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right. You having a good day there today?
Thank you for calling Famous Footwear. This is Sean.
Hey, Sean. This is Roy. I'm the road manager for Ariana Grande, and she's going to be coming into your store here in just a little bit to buy some shoes.
Okay.
She's going to be with about 30 other people. I know your store is not too big there, though. Can it hold 30 people? Because we've got...
Say that again. Sorry, my phone just beeped.
Oh, it's okay. We've got, camera people are going to be in there, and then TMZ is going to be following along, and the whole entourage, and the band manager, and the six other members of her band.
Okay.
They're all going to be in there to just buy some shoes.
Okay.
And you're going to have to give them to her for free, because she's Ariana.
We can't do that.
Oh, no, it's cool. She's Ariana Grande. You'll be able to say Ariana Grande came in and bought shoes.
Well, without talking to our corporate office, we can't just give product away.
Okay, well, we'll see about that. She might, just try to give you, some bling or something in return for shoes or...
Well, we still can't take that. We have to take cash.
Yeah, well... I don't know. We'll see about that. Anyway, she's going to be there in about 5 or 10 minutes. We're pulling into the mall parking lot right now.
Okay.
We're going to have several bouncers at your door. They're not going to let anyone in for several hours while she is in there shopping for free.
We can't give product away, so I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, well, forget about that part. We'll pay for it. I was just hoping, you know.
Right.
But anyway, there's going to be
sorry, I'm not going to lose my job.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. But yeah, there's going to be a couple bouncers at the door. Is there very many people in there right now?
Just a handful.
Can you tell them to leave real quick? Or can you put one on the phone? I'm just going to do a quick survey.
No, I have a portable. We're not allowed to do that. Sorry.
Well, if it's a portable, it seems like it'd be easier then.
It's got a headset that connects to my other people that are working.
Yeah, it's fine. Just put that on one of the customers' heads.
I can't do that. Sorry. I got to go help a customer.
Well, I'm going to ask him to leave for you. Well, at least she didn't have a problem with the cameras like Mr. Anti-Insane Clown Posse guy did. She just doesn't want to give free merchandise away. But Ariana doesn't sound as insane as Insane Clown Posse. Well, I mean, I guess because her name's not Insane Ariana Grande. I guess, but yeah, let's call the Finish Line. They're next to that shoe store that I just called.
What's up, Jason?
Jason, what? Whoa! What just happened? Hello?
I'm sorry about that. I was on hold with a different manager. How can I help you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, my name's Roy Gerbel. I'm the stage manager for Carrot Top, you know, the famous actor and comedian.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to let you know that we're pulling into the parking lot of the mall right now. He's going to come up and get a bunch of shoes from your store.
Okay.
So it's going to be him and a bunch of camera people and a couple of bouncers and an entourage of just stage helpers and stuff and
cue card. All right, that sounds good.
All right, and it's going to get pretty crazy. Like, is there a lot of customers in there?
No, it's pretty mellow in here. It's kind of a normal Sunday. It's not too busy.
Okay, and can your store hold about 30 people? Because there's going to be a lot of people in. Like, TMZ is going to be out front filming, but we won't let them come in. The bouncers will keep them out.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. We can definitely fit 30 people in the store.
Oh, that's weird. You put me on speakerphone. How come?
Huh?
I'm on speakerphone.
Oh, I'm letting you I'm letting my manager also hear this.
Oh, he didn't tell me that. So, yeah, Carrot Top's just going to be in there, and it's going to probably get kind of crazy. Like, he gets, you know, he throws things around and knocks over shelves and, you know, just does bizarre act type things. But it's all going to be filmed. And he's probably going to break things, but we'll pay for anything we break.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay. And, he's probably going to be in there for like a good hour or so. You're not going to be able to let any customers in because they'll probably just want his autograph.
All right. One second. Let me grab someone. Hold on.
Who else? The manager's right there. One speaker. What's going on?
Nathan, how may I help you?
Hey, Nick. Who's Nick?
I said, this is Nathan. How may I help you?
Oh, Nathan. Okay. Sorry, it's hard to hear you on the speakerphone. Yeah, well, I just explained everything to the person before. It's just Carrot Top's going to be coming into your store. We're just now pulling into the mall parking lot. Okay. I'm his manager.
Okay.
And did he tell you all the details?
He said that I can't just close down a store without having, you'd have to call me days in advance. So, I mean, I can't do that. I mean, you'd have to call Finish Line. I mean, he's welcome to come in. I'd love to help him. That'd be great. I mean, but I can't kick out the customers that are here.
Okay. All right. Well, they're probably not going to want to stick around anyway. He gets kind of crazy, like, because, you know, he's Carrot Top, so he's going to be, like, throwing things around and making jokes and doing props.
Okay.
Possibly
yeah, I mean, without being, you know, passing the, like, Finish Line, like, you know, that's great that he's coming in and everything. I really appreciate the business, but I can't kick out customers or.
Okay, that's, you know, fine.
Okay.
Did he tell you about all the cameras?
That's fine. The cameras are fine. I mean, that's. It's going to be just we're regular open business right now. Without. You would have had to contact Finish Line before, you know, to have it just personalized for him.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. Like, do you have ceiling tiles in there, or is it just like a regular ceiling?
It's a regular ceiling, but I mean, he can't destroy anything in the he can't do anything crazy really in the shop without having insurance forms and stuff like that.
Do you have a ladder though? Like, because he was wanting to climb up inside.
He can't use a ladder. He can't use any of the stuff here. Your own props. I mean, honestly, you'd probably better be talking to mall management.
I mean, we already talked to Stacy.
He's welcome to come in here, sell shoes, but you can't bring stuff in here.
He can sell shoes? Like, he can work behind the counter?
No.
Like, just as
no,
a...
Hey, you can come in and talk to me. I'm a little busy right now, but no, he cannot. I would love to sell shoes or anything to him, but other than that, I cannot accommodate you right now without you having
He's probably going to run into the back room and stuff. He's like a little kid.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Hey, I do appreciate your call. I have to get going. You have a great day. Thank you.
Well, he's
going to
be there in 5 minutes. Okay, it's settled. I need to do an entire show of Carrot Top visiting places and hearing people, you know, not want him to do the things that he does. I think that's how he acts when he goes to a place, right?
Hello there, Nikki. How you doing today?
I'm in a good mood, and it's here to stay.
I've got a customer here that wants an ulu to buy.
I'll send one right over. I've got plenty in supply.
Hello there, sir. I got some news for you. Your product is coming. It'll be here by 2.
Service is sell. Selling is service.
Selling is service.
Service is selling.
I think I'm about done with calls today. This has probably gone on long enough. But here, let's try, I don't know, at least one more place. I think GNC, they need a visit from Carrot Top.
Hello, thank you for calling the new GNC. Please press 1 to speak to one of our associates. Press 2 for store hours. Press 3.
Carrot Top needs some vitamins.
Thank you for calling GNC. This is Cody.
Hey, Cody. Is this the manager by chance?
So I used to be the assistant manager, but now I'm at another store. Can I help you out with anything, though?
Oh, okay. Well, this is Roy Gerbel. I'm I'm the manager for the actor comedian named Carrot Top.
Okay.
And you probably know he's in town right now. He's going to be coming into the mall. We're pulling in the parking lot right now, and he's just coming there to come into your store to buy some supplements or vitamins or whatever. I don't know what he gets.
Okay, wait, so what's going on?
Oh, Carrot Top, the actor and comedian Carrot Top, he's going to be coming in there to buy vitamins.
Oh, okay, cool.
And he's going to be with a bunch of people, though. Like, can your store hold about 30 people?
Yeah, sure.
Like you know, there's going to be camera people, there's going to be, managers and bouncers. There's going to be a couple bouncers outside your door while he's there. Then TMZ always tries to follow him everywhere, but
we have a pretty big store, so
okay. And do you have ceiling tiles up in the ceiling?
Oh man, we do.
Okay, he wants to do this thing where he crawls up into the ceiling tiles and then falls through the ceiling, and like that's how he'll make his entrance. That's how he'll make his entrance on the camera when the cameras are rolling.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that, but, yeah.
Okay, he's just going to be getting pretty crazy. You know how he is. I don't know if you watch his act or anything, but he's kind of like a little kid. He just does what he wants. He's going to be going in the back room and coming behind the counter and digging through boxes, and he's going to be, like, throwing pills into his...
Yeah, I don't think we can do that. I mean, I think I can definitely help him find some vitamins, but I don't think he can do any of that.
Okay, but, like, he'll just rip them off the shelf and, like, rip the top off of them and just dump bottles into his mouth for comedic effect?
Yep, we can't do that either, so...
No, I mean, that's what he does. That's what I'm saying. I'm just calling to prepare you for all of this. Like, it's gonna get kind of weird in there for just a little while.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm definitely cool with, like, answering some questions and helping people out, but, yeah, that definitely cannot happen.
He's going to be, like, just running around and screaming and just doing stuff with props.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I would love to help him out, you know, with all of his supplement needs, but, you know, I can't have people in here, acting like that. So I'll definitely help him out with everything that he needs supplement-wise, though.
But he's Carrot Top. So, like, you know, he just kind of does what he wants. He's like, world-famous comedian and actor and stuff.
Yeah.
So, he's just, like, it's there's really nothing we can do to stop him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Cody. I'm the manager at GNC. But, you know, like, we all have titles, but that doesn't give you the right to act, you know, like a fool in a store. So,
well, he's an
I'll
actor, though.
I'll definitely help him out with whatever he needs, though.
Okay, yeah, he's going to be coming in. There's going to be cameras everywhere. And, like, if you try to stop him, you're just going to kind of look foolish on the cameras because he'll say crazy things to you and like, you may as well just go with the flow is what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay, cool.
But he'll buy a lot
I'm
of stuff.
I'm still not going to be able to, you know, have him act a fool in here, so.
But he's going to buy a lot of stuff, and he'll probably give you a tip. Like, if you try and stop him, he'll just hand you, like, a $100 bill.
Yeah, and, you know, that would be nice and everything, but, you know, I don't work for tips. I work to help people out with their nutritional needs.
Well, not normally, but this is Carrot Top, so he tips everyone.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's not really like it doesn't really matter who you are. I'm just going to help you out nutritionally. I don't need a tip, so I'd say I get paid a pretty decent amount, so.
Well, yeah, but you're not getting, like, $100 for just, like, you know, 20 or 30 minutes of nonsense. Normally.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I don't need $100 for 20 or 30 minutes of nonsense.
But this is just what he does. Like, we went to the jewelry store last week, and he was, like, throwing money up in the air, like, showering everybody with money.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna...
Yeah, and, you know, that's, like, that's cool and everything, but, yeah, that probably can't happen.
Oh, no, it's gonna happen. Like, he's out of the car right now. It looks like he's heading up. I'm gonna hang up with you so I can run behind him and kind of keep everything under control, but there's a whole entourage of people going in the front doors right now.
Okay, sounds good.
So, do you have a ladder there for the ceiling tile thing?
Yeah, we do, but, you know, like, that can't happen, so...
Okay, well, he'll just go in the back room and grab it. It'll just take a second. It's just, like, he likes to make an entrance.
Yeah, and that's probably, you know, not going to be able to happen. You know, maybe we could take a picture, though. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'll definitely take pictures with you. You can put it up on the walls and everything.
Sorry.
Look, I got to hurry up because I think he's probably, I don't know where he's at. He's gone in the doors and everyone else is in, and I need to run inside.
Okay, sounds good, man.
And you know, we'll take care of you. We'll buy everything that he breaks.
Okay, sounds good, man.
All right. See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Whoa, that was kind of a frantic hang-up. I should have told him to make sure the windows are clean and countertops are all wiped down. Carrot Top doesn't like a mess. So yeah, as I said before, more Carrot Top visiting places. It's got to happen. All right, let's play voicemails.
Brad, Brad.
Oh, yay, look who it
Brad,
is.
Brad, Brad. All right, Brad. I've got a wee quick idea for you.
All right.
It's to do with this. Say that you're sending someone some Kazumazu cheese.
Should I call them Plonkers?
Cheese with the live maggots in it. Say you're sending that as a prize to somebody. And say the maggots taste great.
Maggots
they
taste great.
They absolutely taste great.
They sure do.
I might tell you something in the next voicemail. And thanks, the voicemails are the best part of the show. Thanks
they sure
for saying
are.
That as well, Brad.
Especially when you call in. So you leave the best voicemails ever. Thanks, knobby
hey Roy,
person.
This is Bandit, male stripper.
Hey, Bandit.
Stripping my way through hematology school.
Is this voicemail really 3 minutes long? Because that'd be
usual.
Crazy.
Just thought I'd call and give you a Christmas update about my life.
Okay.
My rabbit named Roy died recently. Very sad. He was named after, of course, the PLA.
Sorry. Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
I Wait. Found a city in Ohio called Cardington, and I thought that was funny. You should look it up, Cardington, Ohio.
Yeah.
And it's spelled like that, Cardington.
Like my Cardington sweater.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
that I'm wearing right now.
If you can't work it into the PLA somehow, it's still funny.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so... I think he forgot to hang up. Now he's in his car. He's getting ready to go in and drive somewhere. Hey, maybe he'll do like car karaoke for us and not realize it. What's happening? This is so fascinating. This is a glimpse into the secret life of Bandit the Male Stripper. Is someone yelling about their parking? Where the hell are you, Bandit the Male Stripper? Alright, this goes on for like another minute and 10 seconds. I don't want to listen to it all because Bandit the Male Stripper's life is apparently not that interesting. But thanks anyway for forgetting to hang up your phone. It's fun.
Hey, Brad, it's King Cobra. I was just wondering if there's going to be a season 3 of Calls of Mass Confusion.
I don't know.
And if we can see more
in I guess you'll have to tune in on Pranksgiving. G-Ad's going to be on Friday, according to the schedule that you can see in today's show notes. He's going to be wrapping up all of Pranksgiving. And I honestly don't know where he's going with Calls of Mass Confusion. So everyone just needs to kind of tune in on Friday evening for the end of Pranksgiving. It starts on Thursday evening. I forget when exactly. I think maybe 5 or 7 o'clock Pacific. I'm too lazy to go look at the schedule right now.
And stuff, or is it going to be...
for 24 hours or so.
Or is it just not going to be existent at all?
We don't know.
That's all I had to say.
Nobody knows all right. For sure.
Cactus.
Except for G-Ad.
King Cobra. Away!
All right. I'm betting all questions about Calls of Mass Confusion will be answered in 4 days.
Hey, Brad, it's Brad C. I was just listening back to the Front Lawn Service Elevator call, now that it's on YouTube.
Yep.
And the part where Carol, he gives out to Carol about imposing her religious beliefs on him because she just condemned 60% of the population to hell.
Yeah.
Well, that guy actually
imposed his beliefs on 60% of the people, stating that those 60% of the people believe that hell exists.
That's right.
So, yeah. Neener, neener.
What an idiot. All
right, cactus.
He was just looking for something to argue about. If it's not service elevators, then it's religion. The guy needs to find a hobby or something.
Roy, this is Hunter from corporate again.
Hey, Hunter.
By now, you've probably figured out that first call was a test. So, really hope you didn't screw the pooch on that one.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm doing the voicemails backwards. So, you've just alerted me that a test is coming up. So, thank you. Thank you for that.
But anyway, hopefully you caught on that the obvious play is not to complain about the neighbor, Ricky,
guess
but that
what, everyone?
You are the guy named Ricky who's living in your car in your girlfriend's trailer's yard, and there's any number of things you complain about.
Ricky.
Other residents like Corey and Trevor stealing your weed, Mr. Leahy showing up and impersonating a cop when you know your rights because you got your medical marijuana card and you know you're allowed to grow weed.
I'm taking notes right now.
The noise and the trash. From Randy's cheeseburger.
Know exactly
cheeseburger
how it
cookout
goes.
Is getting out of hand. The overwhelming smell of cat piss coming from Bubbles' shed.
Yeah.
It goes on and on.
All right.
By the way, I'm going to need all of the credit card information for your $20 donors.
Okay. And the 3 digits on the back of the card, right? That's what you need. So I can't wait to get to your previous voicemail. It's going to be great.
Hello.
Hello.
Just kidding. Hey.
Oh, that was a good one.
BCP, what up, Roy?
Hey. It's a 2 minute long voicemail, everyone.
Compliment big enough to give to you.
Aw.
For how amazing job you do.
Aw, you.
And, yeah.
Go
this
on.
This is really important, okay? I'm just calling to just, you know, say thanks for doing what you're doing.
You're welcome.
It's a good giggle box tickler.
I don't know if I'm ready for 2 minutes of thanks.
The important part is I'm just going to request. Hopefully, you can play this one prank call. I don't know when it was, maybe 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
I think you and a few other guys, it was at least like 3 or 4 people on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I think Matt Headlock was on.
Yep.
Maybe Carlito.
Okay.
But you were talking with somebody.
All
that,
right.
You got their number from the Geek Squad of Best Buy, and you convinced them
you can't
that
prove
their
that.
Computer they gave had a virus, and their phone had it.
Yeah.
They had to put their phone in the freezer, and then...
That was barely even me, wasn't it?
Cycle it.
That was all Legend and Matt Hillock. I was mostly just coaching Matt Hillock on what to say on that call.
We take it out, put the other one in, and then just keep them on the line, and like...
Yeah,
it was just really crazy. This
those were the days.
Just going crazy, trying to kill this virus with, you know, sub-zero temperatures in the freezer. Meanwhile, somebody had a voice changer, was like, I am the virus.
That was Matt Hillock.
Yeah, so that would really just turn my Google Box tickler upside down if you just
all right.
play that one more time.
It's going to happen.
Dude, you rock.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't know about this.
Find it and play it. Just a request.
All right, so I just found it.
Skater away.
Oh, stop it. So, yeah, I just found it, and that's 20 minutes long, you guys. I like, really? You want me to play a 20-minute long prank call? I guess I could play that, like, you know, now, or, I mean, after the voicemail. So I was thinking I was going to put it on the beginning of the show, but I think that's a little beyond the limit of what I want to play on the beginning of shows. Oh, and here's a shortened version of it. It's only 14 minutes long. Maybe I'll play that one. Save us a whole 6 minutes, I guess. So, yeah, I'll think about that as I'm finishing up the rest of these voicemails.
Okay, here we go. Alexa, erase system 32.
Hey.
Alexa.
Don't stop it.
Erase system
don't
32.
Do that.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Corbin guy.
Aha, take that, Corbin guy. Alexa's too smart for you.
Hello, Roy. This is Hunter from Phone Losers of America Corporate.
Oh,
I'm going
guys,
to need you to add a new element to your trailer park calls
okay.
and complain to management about your next-door neighbor named Ricky, who lives in his car in the yard and is always drunk and always having fights over cheeseburgers with a fat, shirtless guy named Randy.
Okay.
And maybe demand to speak to Barb because she's the one who's really in charge there.
Wait, that's it? I thought I was getting some sort of a test. You just called back to explain your jokes? The hell was that?
Hey, Brad, this is Danger Dave again. Just dropping by to say hi. You've been doing
hey.
A great job with the shows lately.
Thanks.
I've still been a Patreon for you for about 6 to 7 months now.
It's not long enough.
Thanks. Bye.
I mean, thanks. Thanks for being a patron of the show. Everyone should do that at patreon.com/phonelosers.
We've got the butt. Gotta love that butt. Yeah, we've got the butt.
YouTube copyright strike.
Gotta love that butt. Sing it. We've got the butt. Yeah, gotta love that butt. We've got the butt.
You know, that'd be a good troll on this show. If somebody, you know, I played their music, their song on the voicemails, and then as soon as I do, they register it as a copyrighted song, and then I get a copyright ding, that'd be hilarious.
Hey,
good
Brad.
Job on that,
well,
whoever does that.
You know how those people always call you for extended warranty programs, and they want you to verify your vehicle for...
I sure do. They just won't stop.
Identification problems or whatever.
Really
well,
annoying.
I take the liberty of saying that I play along, and so I drag it on as long as I can, and then I come up with some funny thing like they ask you, maybe change your oil regularly, and I say, I have, but there's a slight problem, and then they ask, what? And, but this is like 4 or 5 minutes later, and I say, well, my engine's out of my car. Anyways, I think if everybody did this, then the world would be a better place, because the scammers would lose so much time, and it's a place and a chance to improve your phone scams.
That's
not
true.
Scams, but
yeah.
Pranks.
Yeah.
So, have a good day.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Bye, Brad.
Except that would kind of waste everyone else's time, too. Like, you'd have to waste as much time as they waste. But, yeah, I don't know why I don't do telemarketing pranks, because I get quite a few on my cell phone. I could record those, do something fun with them. I don't know why I don't do that.
Hey, Brad. Just calling on in from Tempe, Arizona. And I rewatched the Calls of Mass Confusion episode with the archaeological dig site.
Yep.
And you definitely cannot really see that Carlito has shoes on his hands.
Oh.
You know, I don't think I'm that dumb for not realizing it.
Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, I see it now. Like, but it was.
I wonder if Gia just, like, zoomed in on the video to make it fit or something, and maybe, like, his shoes just weren't as visible as I remember them being. Maybe.
It's like he brought them to the very end. At that point, I feel like I was mostly focusing on Brian's face and Carlito's face, not really Carlito's hands.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do feel pretty retarded.
I'm sorry for calling you dumb.
More than
I didn't mean it.
Do. But, you know, yeah, that's that. I mean, I guess I see what you mean. It could have something to do with that.
Yeah.
I don't know why he... I mean, I guess my prior point still stands. Like, he probably was just trying to communicate something and it got garbled.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm trying to justify how dumb I was. But
you weren't dumb. If you're saying it was all cropped off, then it was.
Hands.
Silly me.
Well, see you now.
I'm the dumb one.
Keep up the good work.
For not checking. It's all my fault.
Yo, Roy, what's up?
Hey.
Mad Weasel.
Hey.
Hey, listen, when you do your trailer park bar calls, after you opened up your bar and you're about to put a sign up, do you want to just get permission to make sure you're allowed to put a sign out, even though you didn't ask for permission to put a bar in? And so then after they tell you that you can't have the sign and you certainly can't have a bar, you just got to emphatically tell them, be like, no, man, I have everything riding on this. This has to work.
You're going to destroy my life.
I've invested everything I got into it.
You're going to ruin me.
My bed bug collection. Yeah. And just, you know, let them know that you're all in.
Next time. Next time it's happening.
It has to work. It's going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to work.
I don't know.
It's definitely going to work.
Doing a great job.
Thanks.
Like to see some more shows coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
okay.
keep on pranking.
I will.
Away.
All right.
Obey the cactus.
Bye. Well, that was the last voicemail. Thanks, everyone, for leaving voicemails. And if you want to leave a voicemail, the phone number is 814-422-5309. Try to remember that I don't listen to them in order on every show. I go backwards a lot. Sometimes I just skip all over the place. And you don't really have to call in and explain your jokes after you leave them. Even if I don't get it, somebody else will. Remember to support the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. $5 a month gets you extra shows every week, and sometimes other things. Just 2 days ago, I did a hobosode number 143, where a guy told me to burn in hell. And I think that's the one where most of the pranks weren't working out, but I just left them in there anyway. There was still some funny stuff in there, though, and everybody should be listening to the Hobosodes by supporting the show on Patreon. I guess right now I'm going to play a really long prank call that I haven't heard for a while. I don't think I've ever put this in a snowplow show ever, maybe. Have I? Or maybe I have. I don't know. But I'm going to right now. I'm clicking on it. I'm going to click on the shorter version. This is a call by request to a Geek Squad customer, some lady who brought her computer into Best Buy to have the Geek Squad take a look at it because she's having problems with, I think, a virus. I don't know what her deal was, but let's find out.
Hello?
Cynthia, this is Roy, the project manager at Best Buy. We have located and isolated the virus on our end.
I guess so.
We have him trapped in a magnetic field.
This is Legend talking, by the way, and Matt Hillock will be playing the part of the virus. He's got a voice changer thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we have located and we have isolated the offending virus here in the store. Unfortunately, we hook your computer to our network, and it has also infected quite a number of machines that were connected to the
virus. There's Matt.
Okay, the virus is coming from your store, not my phone.
No, well, it actually came from your computer because you brought it to us, and we hooked it to the computer system, uh-huh. network. Yes. Uh-huh. And we have isolated it here.
Okay.
Okay. Exactly what to do with it. We have tried to delete it, but it's not responding too well to the delete key. And I'm pretty sure it could have infected your... What kind of phone exactly are you using right now?
I'm AT&T. Is that what you mean?
AT&T. You're on the AT&T network.
Right.
The Orange network? AT&T Orange?
I don't know what it's called. Just the AT&T's dial-up.
Okay. Dial-up. All right. Yeah.
I guess, you know, what you call it. Wireless.
Wireless. So it's not
got
dial-up.
One of them dial-up phones.
Yeah.
Cell phones. On the Blue network.
Anyway... Your computer is still stuck in 286 mode.
Okay.
And I don't think we can do anything about that. I think it's permanently stuck there.
Okay.
But this virus is strange. Exactly what sites were you visiting when you had the
computer? My son, I don't use it. My son uses it for his online health class homework.
A.K.A. porn.
Health class homework?
He has an online health class homework, and then sometimes he goes on Facebook, and that's it.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah. Facebook. That's probably came from Facebook.
On.
Do you know, I can't tell right now because the hard drive and the data is basically scrambled, but were you using any kind of antivirus software?
Yes. What I got from you guys.
Did you update the definitions?
You know, I don't know anything about computers. Anything that was changed, it was done by you guys. Because I brought it in there a month ago for whatever, and then you guys did whatever they did, and then I took it back like 2 days later because the screen would come up saying about something about Windows, which is the same thing I brought it back in for today about.
Jesus. I can't make this guy... All right, he's over there. I've got him. I got the virus in the sandbox. I've got it hooked to a little sound amplifier. You can still hear it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, more than likely, your phone... your phone probably is infected, too. Your phone that you're using. All the phones connected to the line or anywhere in the proximity of the computer when it was being used before it went down.
Okay, I have two separate phone lines, and my son has a different phone line in his room.
Okay, can you get to the phone that is in his room?
But it's a different phone number.
Okay, it's still a different line, but it was in the proximity of the computer, correct?
Yeah.
All right. You need to go in there right now and unhook the phone from the line and describe the phone to me.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay, go grab that right quick. And... God. Might have to increase the magnetic containment on that virus.
Hello?
Okay, ma'am. What type of phone is it?
It's a GE.
A GE? Did you have a model number? Things are going wild here, man. We're losing containment. The lights are starting to flicker in the store. I've moved all the employees to the break room. Ma'am?
She's checking her model number.
Virus. Is that better? Virus. Yes, I'm the perfect virus. The boy brought me in for health class. But he was really showing pornography and called it hell.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Huh?
We're trying to figure out what the source of this virus is at. We're giving it random data, and it's spitting out garbage at us. Okay, ma'am, the phone is a model number what?
The model number is, oh, God, I can't read this. Two...
Virus!
I feel like I could have shortened this up a lot more. Could have got this down to 10 minutes, I bet.
292.
What is it?
65. 65.
E.
E.
E. Okay, what is that? What's that for E?
One.
One.
E1.
Dash A.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I've looked up on the sheet here. It says this. I don't know if I can get the virus out of it, but you can actually put that in stasis. You need to put that phone in stasis. Do you have a freezer or a deep freeze or anything?
A regular freezer, yeah.
Yes, a regular freezer. Okay, I need for you to walk into the. I guess it would be in the kitchen, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to put that phone inside the freezer so we can put that virus in stasis so it don't spread anywhere else.
It's coming from that. Okay, hold on a second.
Of course she's going to do this. Makes sense, right? Put your phone in the freezer. She'd be crazy not to.
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you put the phone in the freezer?
Yeah, I just did that. I'm still hearing this, so is it... The other phone, like the one I'm on right now, it's a GE, and then I have wireless Panasonic.
Okay. It seems to be affecting the virus some way. I think the virus is losing resolution. You need to keep that phone in the freezer for about 3 hours, and then rotate the one that you have there with the phone that you have now.
Okay, well, you want me to put the phone that I have now in the freezer also?
Not at this time, because I won't be able to talk to you if you do.
Well, the phone you're talking to me is a landline that's, which is also GE. Then I have a wireless that I have in the kitchen, which is a Panasonic.
Okay, could you grab that wireless phone right now and turn it on? Can you go get the wireless phone, turn it on, and put it in the freezer?
Hold on.
And talk to me just before you do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Go in there and grab that right quick. It seems to be knocking the virus down. It's losing resolution.
I think Matt's actually having problems with his voice changer thing.
The lights are still flickering.
He's trying to talk, but we can't hear him that well. So it makes him sound much more virusy.
From fluorescent white to electric blue.
cold. So cold. Why did boys' pornography bring me in this world? Virus.
Hey, that light up there is arcing. Stay away from the light. Back away from that ballast. It seems to be arcing the ballast. I know.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Are you on the cordless?
No.
I told you to turn the cordless on and talk to me.
Oh, turn on the cordless phone?
Turn on the cordless phone and let me hear you on that, and I need for you to have it on while you put it in the freezer.
Why? Okay, hold on a minute.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You did it wrong. It's affecting the virus.
So cold. I need to drink bad with RBCP. It's cold. So cold.
Hello. Are you
it's
on the cordless
so
phone?
Cold,
man?
Yeah, I'll hang up the other phone.
So
hold on a minute.
Okay,
so
okay.
Cold, so cold.
Are you in the kitchen?
Wait a minute. Okay, what?
Are you in the kitchen?
No, I'm in the bedroom.
Okay, I need for you to walk with the cordless phone to the kitchen.
Okay. All right.
The virus seems to be affected by the cold. Okay, you need to put the cordless phone while it is still on in the freezer.
The cordless or corded?
The cordless, both of them. He had the one from his room right in there right now, right?
Yeah, that one's in the room.
That one, I thought you put it in the freezer.
Yeah, no, it's the one from my son's room is in the freezer.
Okay, I need for you, while keeping the phone on, the one you're on the cordless, right?
Right.
You need to pop that in the freezer for a second. The cold is affecting the virus here. We're having a major electrical disturbance.
Dr. Mario.
Okay, you want the cord, the one I'm talking on in the freezer? In the
yes.
freezer?
Keep it on and pop it in the freezer.
Okay, hold on.
So cold. She's worse than Dr. Mario. Fighting us away.
I hear the fan.
So cold.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Okay, so I'm on the corded phone right now.
Okay. We are having electrical storms here inside the building. The lights are flickering. There are lightning bolts coming from the ceiling where the ballast are. We're trying to keep containment of this virus. It seems to be spreading. I have the entire staff in the break room in the shelter. The break room is actually has chicken wire all around it. It works as a Faraday cage, so they won't be infected.
You know what? Give me a phone number to call you back on.
Now
right
she's
now,
suspicious.
Right now, ma'am, I can't have any incoming phone calls right now, ma'am, until we get the situation rectified. The virus is complaining now about the cold.
Hey, sweetheart. This is a virus. How stupid are you?
So what do I do now?
Okay. Now you need to get the cordless phone out of the freezer. Get the cordless out of the freezer.
Cordless out of the freezer?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on.
Gonna nuke it.
No nuking. Follow the rules, legend.
Hello?
Hello. We're losing containment! Everybody out! Out, 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 out!
We're losing containment now.
Okay, I'm my hot water.
Put the phone in the water stream.
Hello?
Put the phone in the water stream.
Hello?
I'm a virus.
Okay, no, I'm hanging up.
So there you go. There's the virus call that you wanted to hear so badly, whoever you were in the voicemails. Hope you enjoyed it. I felt a little confused on that one, like maybe I cut out some parts that I shouldn't have, because where did the running water come from? Like, we're not sure about that one, but we think possibly Legend got her to put her cordless phone underneath the stream of water. Maybe I cut that part out because, you know, I don't want any trouble. Fucking Legend, breaking the rules. But if you have the PLA Media Pack, which is located at phonelosers.org/torrents, then the full version of that is in there somewhere. Just search for the virus call. I guess that's it for today's show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Fun Society Arcade and Miguel F., David J., Jennifer 8 Cacti, and Jamie F., for sponsoring today's show. I'm sure I'm going to do some more shows before Pranksgiving, but just in case, don't forget about Pranksgiving. You'll be able to listen to that on Thanksgiving afternoon or evening at mixler.com/prankcallnation. There's a link to that in the show notes. Don't forget to listen. I have no idea what I'm doing this year for Pranksgiving, but I'm sure we'll have some fun at some point during my 3 hours if I can stay awake for it. Here's a song by Pillow Man. This is called the PLA song.
Well, it's okay for a day to prank some calls like PLA. Those guys are pretty rad. Just pick up the phone, listen for a dial tone, and have a good laugh at your pad. Having fun at their expense, well, it makes a lot of sense. Exploiting follies of human nature. I'm not talking about glory holes, just talking about people's souls. Oh man, those cacti are bad. Well, it's okay for a day to prank some calls on PLA. Those guys aren't pretty rad, led by Brad. Just pick up the phone, listen for a dial tone, and have a good laugh at your pad. Having fun at their expense, well, it makes a lot of sense. Exploiting follies of human nature. I'm not talking about glory holes, just talking about people's souls. No man, those cacti are bad. Charging stupid bitch fees instead of giving books for free. That Patterson guy's a real winner. Leaving pipes in people's cars and killing lawns of neighbors' yards while calling to interrupt their dinner. Twitter and Comcast complainers always getting calls from strangers asking for their first and last names. Getting them all riled up and told those kids shut the fuck up. Roy Jurbel knows how to make it insane.
Yep, we're still in business. We have no chances of it changing.